Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, no. All right. Thank you. Shirley Dupree? Deppies. Yeah. How are you? Milwaukee, what do you enjoy doing in your spare time? Nothing. I am so in need of a hobby because the girls are out of the house now. I can't do the fatherhood things, you know, which is mainly schlepping anyway. Schlepping and buying. Paying. But they're buying. So I need a, I was thinking Civil War miniatures, painting them. Because I'm desperate. I really need some. Plus, you know, I think looking ahead, I need a retirement skill. I don't have a single retirement skill. Do you have a hobby?
Yes.
What do you do?
I said it. I think about what I did.
All right, I can do that.
I've been a lifelong farmer, so I've got a lot to, you know, think about.
You go back over crop yields and stuff?
Sure. Yes. At farming time, you know, the season, the harvest, the planting, you get all excited about getting out and doing it, but heck, it's easier sitting here.
And your name is?
Larry Hopkins.
Larry. Nice to meet you, Larry. I'm going to do like Larry. See, but I don't even have crops to remember, though. What am I talking about? Crop? I don't have any crops to remember.
Huh? You'll have to get out and do that.
You wish you would have left more fields fallow?
I tell you, I'm glad I'm out of farming because the technology that has come into cropping and livestock the last few years is, it just blows your mind. You just can't believe it, yeah.
Well, nice to have you here. Thanks for that was helpful. I'll think about what I can think about. What does forward mean to you? Yolita Gallagher? Hey, how are you? What does it mean to you? A direction, really, is what I think of, but
retirement.
Forward means retirement to you? That's what she's saying up there on the Capitol? Go retire. Lady retirement on top of the Capitol. Yeah, I don't know. It's absolutely meaningless. It's been used so much now, hasn't it? You know, forward, reverse. Okay, that's about it. I'll go with that. As a slogan, it's pretty bad because, you know, who says backward? You know, I will take you backward. Doesn't work as a slogan. We're running low on time, aren't we?
A little bit.
Yeah? How much time I got?
You have about 16 minutes.
16 minutes?
Yeah.
I got 1 minute till the quiz, though.
Yes, that's right.
You're like my accountant. You give me all these figures and then...
And a bill.
Okay. Come back here. Etiquette question. How long is it proper to leave our Obama signs up in the front yard? Well, we have some neighbors who still have their FDR signs up, so. You know, I think it's like your Christmas lights. You know, you can't really tell anybody because they'll do what they want to do. And Dominic, one last one here. Born in Malaysia. How much did I weigh when I was born? Okay, I have no idea, Dominic. How much, I would say, 10 pounds, 1 ounce. 12 and three quarters, holy cow. I wouldn't have guessed that, Dominic. But you haven't put on that many since, so I'll say that for you. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz, a chance to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. And before we can do that, we have to have the four disclaimers. You take those, and I'll meet you at the aisle, okay? Find out who can and cannot participate on the What Do You Know quiz, which is a certified quiz. And you are?
Noreen O'Brien.
Hi, Noreen. Are you from here?
Not originally, no.
Where are you from now?
I'm from Fond du Lac, and okay. I used to be from St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, Noreen.
Oh, thanks. I get to hold the microphone. Okay. The four disclaimers. Number one, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, kind of miss the robocalls. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Good. We can do that for a living. We can keep that because we don't pay cash here. But you can... Let's see the hands of those of you who want to play the What Do You Know quiz and would like to indicate that by raising your hand. And all right, come on. Come on. Yes. All right. It's not just because you're the only guy who raised his hand. I want you to know that. There's something about you. You have a je ne sais quoi. And you are?
Bill Burke.
Bill, you from around here?
Well, from Milwaukee originally. I live in Dallas now.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that a little earlier in the show. And what brought you to Dallas from Milwaukee?
Work, and I came up for a Mark Knopfler concert.
And you stayed?
Yeah, stayed and actually went. Been listening to your show for years, so I came up to see you as well.
When was that concert?
Well, I saw him in Milwaukee on Thursday night and Chicago on Friday night.
Oh, you're here for them. I thought you went to Denver, to Dallas for them.
No.
Bill, right?
Yeah, Bill.
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Geez, I'm absolutely stumped.
Pulling out of wherever you pull things out of.
I can make up funny answers.
Okay, that's good. See? Anything you say is right, Bill, as far as I'm concerned. Come on down here if you would. Join me as we ascend the What Do You Know stage. We are ascending right now. You have a seat right there, Bill. Put this up because you're a big guy. All right. So what field of enterprise are you in?
I repair magnetic resonance imaging scanners.
Oh, I used to
do that. I'm an engineer.
I used to do that, but it was more of a hobby thing, you know. Used to tinker with them. Not so much repair. I'd tinker with them, you know. But then I always have a screw left over when I was done. Does that happen to you?
You never know where the extra parts go.
No, but you can resonate them and find them.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, that's an interesting thing. How did you get into that?
Well, living in Milwaukee, GE is based there.
Oh.
And I worked for GE for years. And
GE resonating?
Yep, GE. Generous Electric.
Yeah. Do they have a resonating? Do they have a resonating department or section?
They have a whole department that's
resonates.
It doesn't always resonate. No.
No.
It misfires sometimes.
Were you trained as a resonator, or how did that? I mean. Well, you're an engineer?
Engineer, and I was trained by them, yeah.
Okay. But you were, what kind of engineer were you then?
Electrical.
Okay. I know those various kinds.
Yeah.
I know two, electrical and civil.
And railroad.
And a choo-choo engineer. Okay, that's cool. Well, that's cool. And did you go to school in Wisconsin?
UW.
UW?
Yep.
All right. Varsity. Okay. Forgot it, huh? Okay. That's cool. And you came up for the concert?
Yep.
So you're still living down there?
In Dallas, yeah. I've been there almost 20 years now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you came for the concert?
Yep.
That was Dylan concert, though, wasn't it? Bob Dylan was there, too?
Yeah, Bob Dylan. Well, personally, I'm not a Bob Dylan fan, so I stayed for the Mark Knopfler part of it.
You mean you left when Bob Dylan came on?
Actually,
why didn't
before
you sleep like
on.
All the other guys in the audience?
Exactly.
Catch a few wings. I read a review that said two people were sleeping, and I don't know. Anyhow, at least Dylan wasn't one of them, so that's a good sign. Right? All right, and did you enjoy it at least?
A wonderful concert.
Yeah, Mark Knopfler.
Yep.
Got to say the Canay.
Canay.
And Knopfler. All right, so someone out there plays along with you on this quiz. You know how it works, Bill?
Yeah. Yep, listened to it many times.
Okay, good. And how does that work then, Sarah?
Well, if people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. Uh-huh. That's also 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WAC-NOW, and answer this qualifying question.
Okay. If there is a most healthy diet, and let's assume there is a diet that would be most healthy, one in how many Americans actually seem to have it as adults? Assuming there is a most healthy diet, the most healthy diet that you could be eating, one in how many Americans actually have them? Like one in how many? Let's go to the phones right now. And Ken's on the line from Cleveland. Hey, Ken.
Hi, Michael.
You a healthy eater?
Sometimes.
Yeah? Okay. would you say you have a healthy diet?
I have a healthy diet maybe 7 out of 10 times, which is probably higher than the number of Americans.
Okay. So then what would you say as far as Americans overall, adults, in terms of having one in how many have a healthy diet, eat a healthy diet?
One in 4 Americans.
That's close enough.
All right.
It's 1 in 5, but that's not going to happen soon. And that's surprisingly high, and I think untrue.
I agree.
I think it's totally erroneous. It's like maybe 100, you know, really. When people say they have a healthy diet, but okay. Ken, this is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Mighty fine, thanks. How are you?
Real good.
He's here for all your resonating needs, all your magnetic resonating, no other resonating. And Ken, what do you do there in Cleveland?
I do benefits online enrollment setup.
Okay. That's good. I keep meaning to do that. Okay, and two of you work together. Now you're a team, okay? This is no competition here. Okay. And the two of you work together as a brain trust. And what's on the agenda there, Sarah?
Well, the
Categories? Categories, that's
categories,
the word I'm searching
for.
Current
events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Are those are your socks striped, or is that your shoe? That
no,
is?
That is, in fact, my sock, yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. what were you saying, Bill? Oh, nothing. Okay. Ken, what would you like out of those categories?
How about current events, if we haven't tapped them all?
Current events, yes. All In is whose biography? Current events.
Talking about this.
Yeah, it was on earlier, and of course I'm drawing a blank.
Mm-hmm. Mark Knopfler made it. Mark
Knopfler?
Cloak
and...
David Petraeus.
Yes, that's right. General Petraeus. All In. Look for it. It's a bestseller all of a sudden, I'll tell you that. And that would be
one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left then, Sarah?
People, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Bill?
I'd go for things you should have learned in school.
Okay. Okay, should have learned in school for pimples. Do you hold the mayo or you dollop it on? Mayonnaise for pimples.
Boy, that's a good one.
What, you never tried this?
The mayo.
I can't believe you never even tried. You what?
I've always held the mayo.
So you say no mayo for pimples? This is important. We should know this.
I'm on the far end of the medical field.
Yeah.
Closer than me.
Mayo, yes or no?
I'd say no.
Okay, hold the mayo. You're right. No mayo,
hey.
Kids. You can skip the mayo. We know that's not going to work.
That's 2 right and 0 wrong.
But Hellman's is probably the best if you're going to try it anyway. And go ahead, yes. What's left?
We have people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Back to Ken.
Let's try science.
Science. Okay. Mice can sing, but they can't one of the following. They can't A, remember the words, B, carry a tune, or C, harmonize. Mice can sing, but they can't remember the words, carry a tune, or harmonize.
Ken, what do you think?
Well, they sound like they harmonize, but it might not be intentional.
Well, intentional or not.
You can't imagine they have a whole lot of memory. Believe they'd remember the words.
Oh, it is hard to believe.
No, I think that's it.
I don't believe it.
I guess the whole concept's a little hard to believe.
The whole thing is. Yeah. The question is hard to believe. The show is hard to believe. We think about it. Can't go too far with that.
I don't think they even bother with the words, so why would they remember them?
So you're saying, A, you remember the words, they can't remember the words?
They can't remember the words.
Yeah, I can't remember the words.
That's right. Whoa, you've won the quiz. All right, holy cow. You guys are too smart for this show. Why don't you try Wait, Don't Tell Me if you're so smart. Well, what the heck? They could
go for the mother load.
They could. You mean, is it a one-for situation? I think it is.
I think it is a one-for situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you're saying, Sarah, let me get this straight.
Oh, gosh.
You're saying they could quit now and take...
a bunch of great prizes home.
They're not that great, though, because that's not the whole...
Oh, they're great. Don't kid yourself. Excellent.
Or they could go for the one additional, the one-for, the special one-for.
Uh-huh.
And win the what?
Even more fantastic prizes.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Giant, whatever that we call that. Cornucopia.
Yeah, I go for it.
You want to go for it?
Absolutely.
Well, Ken, you want to go for it? Consult your partner.
I want to go for it.
They want to go for it. You got to get it right and get it wrong. You get nothing. You get nothing if you get it wrong. We didn't mention that. But so what's left there, Sarah?
People, places, or odds and ends.
People, places, odds and ends. Is it back to Ken then?
Yeah. Back to Bill, I picked science.
I'm not much of a people, so yeah. I guess odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Is that okay with you, Ken?
Yes.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
We'll make sure we're in agreement here. Odds and ends. Could be anything. Does making a fist improve your chances of making the shot, kick, or throw in sports? Making a fist first. A lot of guys make them afterwards. Is it too late, is what we're saying. Does making a fist improve your chances of making the shot, the kick, or the throw in sports?
Talk about entities.
For everything.
It helps a lot. I think it helps, too, it helps one focus. Bill, do you make a fist before you make a repair? Does it help?
No, the customers frequently make them at me. But, I got to think throw because it takes a certain amount of concentration to get it where you want it to go. I would guess that kick. I have no idea. I would go.
No,
for
it's
that.
Not. That's not the question.
Though. Oh, I'm sorry.
Any of the
it's question. Does it improve your performance?
Does it improve
the chances of making your shot or whatever or your kick if you do a little fist?
Of course, more on point. I don't think so. I really don't.
Have you ever been wrong, Bill? Ask it.
My wife would tell you frequently.
Okay, all right. Keep that in mind. Ken, what do you think?
I think it helps the focus, and I think it would help improve performance.
Huh. Allah Romney, I'll change my position, and I'm with you 100%.
He's taking a Romney on this one. You're right, Ken.
Okay.
It does work. So do it. But remember to kick the ball afterwards. You won everything we have. What is that, Sarah?
Bill, you've won Wisconsin Bounty and a choice assortment of handcrafted organic cheeses, along with their perfect companion, selected by the cheesemonger at Fromagination, located on Madison's historic Capitol Square. You can enter the exotic world of Chinese art and animals, decorative objects from the Bell's Museum collection of Asian and Judaic art, a book from Bell's Museum in Memphis. Add some sound with Paul Lindemeyer's book, Celebrating a Saxophone, which chronicles the instrument's history beginning in the 1840s workshops of Adolf Sax from Quill Books. And combine sight and sound reading Cinemental Journeys, an uncommon guide to classic movie theaters in Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa by Mike and Vicki Walker from How High the Moon Publishing. I won't read the rest of these. I will just say, Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international.